This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad with the This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And just getting set up here, my headset stuff. Boy, there's a lot of this is a great time to be alive. I never thought I would see somebody like Trump. Never thought I'd live to see it. I listened to his speech in Poland in front of the Polish people, and that was an astounding speech. I watched the thing on the... they're trying to get him coerced into the Paris global warming thing, 1 against 19. Isn't that amazing? Only one person would stand against that nonsense. That absolutely, if you look at the agreement, was so bad for the United States of America. You just can't make this stuff up. These countries are just been taking advantage of us for so long, and these global elitists. Obama, he's for the globalists. He's finally come out, and he's for the Muslims. He's finally coming out from under his little shoulder, which everybody knew for a long time. But we got to have global nationalism. We don't need borders. And I'll tell you one thing Trump wasn't doing. He was not apologizing or bending over to somebody while he was out there. He's setting leadership. This is our civilization. We're going to fight for it. We're not surrendering. And that's just, I don't know, it was an amazing speech. You could see all this fake news. These guys, he's playing CNN. These guys are so stupid over there, they don't realize they're being played. And they're going to lose. He's gaining. It's just taking a while because this corruption is so deep. Like I say, people have listened to the show before know that in March 3rd, 1933, Herbert Hoover, on the very last day, repealed 106 statutes. He gutted our statutory law. Next day, March 4th, 1933, the National Recovery Administration came in with Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And in 1935, they said federal agency means President of the United States. And in the GAO government accounting office, going back to that, they said that the executive orders were law and the administrative orders were law on March 4th, 1933. And I forget, it was something like 600 or 700 he'd done up to 1935 executive orders. They published them in the Federal Register. Congress didn't actually overrule them. The agencies publish in the Federal Register. It's an agency. They have all three branches in the headless fourth branch of government. And this is FDR's research done in 1937. The headless fourth branch of government. All these people that are not held accountable to us have all three branches of government. And it was memorialized in 1946 in the Administrative Procedures Act. You just can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's just, I don't know what to say. But now as we start to understand it, really the course of this is I do not, in these courts, do not speak, they do not speak plain English. That's the issue. They have taken words and given them unique term definitions for everything. Motor vehicles, everything, all these courts. And therein lies the key. We don't speak their language. And we can use the term definitions, though, against them. And the one that the module that I found was means. Boy, this was a killer. It's Groman, G-R-O-M-A-N, versus the commissioner. It's 302 U.S. 82, 302 U.S. 82, 1937. When the exclusive definition is intended, the word means is employed. Exclusive! Well, the first thing you do when you're fighting any of these idiots, these evil bastards, go look at the definitions. The Internal Revenue Service has a minimum of 841 term definitions. It has five types of taxes. Why don't we see this in these courts for people that are getting going on criminal charges? Tax evasion requires a notice of deficiency. Mandated by statute. I think it's 7701, I think, if I remember correctly. They never bring that up. They just lead these people in. The average person doesn't know. I mean, how are they going to know this stuff? There's no way. And the notice of deficiency in 6211 is only for subtitle A, subtitle B. Subtitle D, which is excise, subtitle E, which is ATF. There's no subtitle C, wages. There is no notice of deficiency according to the definitions. Why doesn't somebody bring it up? It's shocking. It's just, you read some of these transcripts, and I don't know what to say. It shocks the conscience. Got a, I'm going to talk about Hartman's case and Rappert's again, and United States of America. That's a killer versus United States. That's getting better and better all the time. The difference between the United States of America, which is a sovereign body politic, got it in three complaints. Actually, two complaints and in one in a person that put it in, and the DOJ, Department of Justice, affirmed it. Yes, United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Now, I'd like to ask anybody that's listening, where do we have a sovereign body politic in our republic? We don't. Doesn't exist that way. It does exist. You and I, we're all the problems. We keep signing up for this stuff. We do not understand our status. Just like Esau in the Bible. He sold his birthright for some porridge and lentil beans or something, I think. Right to own property and his right of his heir, to be heir. And we do it every damn day. I've done it many, many times. I just don't understand. Everything you signed as an agency, somewhere buried in it, I guarantee you, it's only for a citizen of the United States. But people can't comprehend that concept. Because why, as does almost every, require you to say on there, I'm a citizen of the United States, under the penalties of perjury, true and correct. Why does it require that? If you're in business and you're signing documents, like if you have an LLC, limited liability, or a S-Corp or a regular corporation, you have to sign and the status under that corporation. I'm the secretary or I'm the administrator or president or whatever. It's the exact same concept. But they won't define citizen of the United States as a fiction in law. But we can prove it is. A citizen of the United States cannot exercise the elective franchise to vote in any of the several states. Courts have said 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. That 1938 amendment that I got, or a congressional record, is a killer. A citizen of the United States can only, it's a prohibited action. It is not an affirmative action requiring you to do something. It is only if the state law or the state actors, state employees, officers, they're not public officers, none of them are, does something against due process of law or 13, some sort of a discrimination thing. Vote is not the elective franchise. Vote's just the act. The elective franchise is the right to select a citizen of one of the several states to somebody in your government. All these governments are operating outside of the several states. Our republic's been overthrown. You can't make this stuff up. Say, it's just unbelievable. And I'm going to pull up one here, is Hartman's case. Got a thing on his. Now, what's the deal with Hartman? He's in, I think he does organic milk in Minnesota. And he did a building up there, and they wanted him to put in a septic system. And in this septic system, they were using terms in Minnesota. They were using terms. Nobody ever looks this stuff up. First of all, you have to have Westlaw, or you got to be damn persistent to make this stuff work, because these guys are really good. They use all this dang nonsense. And they were quoting the wetlands of the United States. And what were they quoting? It was a circular, number 39, done in 1971. This is in the statutory law of Minnesota, a term that came from a circular. The state of Minnesota doesn't even have a copy of the damn thing. I had to go to D.C. and screw around with those guys up there to finally get a copy of the circular. And circulars, pamphlets, none of this stuff has any standing. It's somebody's opinion of something. It's irrelevant. And then the term doesn't even exist. But they're quoting it from. But first of all, I probably pissed away an hour and a half, 2 hours on the phone off and on or more to get a copy of the circular to prove it. And then you go look at the circular for this wetlands nonsense, and you go back to the statutory law, and it's supposed to be the consent of somebody that owns land. not supposed to be mandating it. Why doesn't anybody look this stuff up on wetlands? They can't force us to do it. They can't reach us. The statutory law. Nobody takes the time. Of course, all of the statutes are on the internet. If you type in statutes of the United States, up, I think, to about 2007, because a retired policeman, I think he's the one that funded that out of Florida. I bought those, and I think B-Craft put them up on the internet. I am going to have a home page up. I started it, and it didn't look right last week, so I'm meeting again, and you know, there's going to be so much information in there. It's going to be unbelievable. The people that have signed up will have access to documents that you're not going to see normally. They're not available. It's taken me a lot of years to get this stuff put together. But in Hartman's case, this is Minnesota. You can't vote unless you're a citizen of the United States. He was denied that because he put in a citizen of Minnesota. The only people that can vote using the elective franchise right in any of the several states, which has been held over. I've got a complete module on this. Is only a citizen of one of the several states. And what is so interesting in this? These states are so out of control. They print the stuff that they're doing that is nonsense. They print it. And people talk about it. You hear it talk about it on the news. The policy. Their policy. It is my policy. I like to do what? Try these people for treason. It is my policy. Does that mean anything? Is policy law? No. I got a whole module on it. A statement of policy may not is one that does not impose any rights or obligations. Stated over and over with different cases. Does not create any legal rights or obligations. It is my policy that I'd like to go out and hang some of these politicians for what they're doing. It's not law. They're evil. They print in their stuff in Minnesota. Their water law is policy. They print it. They're proud of it. Why is it policy? Why are they enforcing policy? Because they can't legally or lawfully enforce laws of Minnesota, one of the several states. So it's their policy. Because you see the whole state of Minnesota, in all caps, regardless, is empowered only by citizens of the United States are allowed to put in that government. But you have to say, I want a fictitious government. Because they only allow, they got in power, and they say, well, you got to be a citizen of the United States. Otherwise, they won't allow you to exercise your elective franchise. This is a tough concept for most people to understand. It's like the Matrix. But when you start to understand some of this stuff, it starts becoming very clear what the game is. It ain't a game, it's a con job. It's a complete overthrow of our republic. Because you and me do not understand who we are. I do not have to say that I am a citizen of the United States for every frickin' damn document that I sign. Why do I have to state my status? I am what I am. And we don't get it. And people can't grasp the concept. They don't want to look at it. This is the core problem of we do not understand who we are. We have unalienable rights from the Creator under the Declaration of Independence. That's a fact. That was the founding document, Declaration of Inalienable Rights from our Creator. And out of that, there is a limited delegation of power from us, we, the people. And we, the people, sure in the hell weren't all citizens of the United States in the beginning. I guarantee you. We're not. Each one of these states is like a separate country because each has its own constitution. Each has its own laws for its own citizens. And by and through the Constitution of the United States Privileges and Immunities, we can travel amongst the, quote, several states. So if I'm a citizen of Alaska, I can own land in Minnesota or someplace else, and they can't punish me because I'm not a citizen of that country, which is a foreign state to the Alaska. I'll be under the same laws. And I can travel freely. I don't need a passport. People can't grasp these concepts. This citizen of the United States is a fiction in law, made up, like corporations, like LLCs, like trusts, these various flavors of fictions in law. And you have to declare when you are signing in the fiction in law what your status is in that LLC. Am I the administrator? Am I an S-corp? Am I the president? Am I the secretary? What am I? You have to sign up that. What is your status in that fiction? People in business know this. Or they find out about it. I found out about it after I got an S-corp. Because, oh, I was supposed to be not, I'd had a better tax thing and I would be not liable. That was a crock of smoke and mirrors by an attorney that turned out to be a judge. A lie. And then the fiction and law, I couldn't go represent Winter Telecom, Inc. I had to have a mouthpiece. That's what I learned, how bad these lawyers sell you out. I caught on real quick. So I unincorporated in my business in 1995 because I couldn't talk without a mouthpiece that's selling me out. Because in the Alaska bar, it says in their rules, he has three things. He owes allegiance to the court, allegiance to the client, and allegiance to make money. They put all three of them together. Now, there's two of those that go together. Money and the court. And like in the Alaska courts, they changed the names. They've changed all the stuff around. It looks close to, but it's not. And until we, the people, have the knowledge to learn to read and look at the definitions of the terms. One of the most egregious ones out there, which is used by the Internal Revenue criminals, is individual. I am an individual. Really? Do you think you're an individual? Oh, well, I'll go to my Webster's here, unabridged, and it's one of us, a kind of, out of mankind or out of humans. Also, I'm an individual. Is that what's used in the Internal Revenue Code? Is that what's used in federal agencies that are keeping records on us? Nope. Not even close. And it is as different, is as bad as a dog means cat. If I'm talking a dog, well, I know what a dog looks like. Everybody knows what a darn dog looks like. I can tell what it is. I got a cat. He's called Praetorian, and I tell you damn well he's not a dog. He's a cat. What if they had a term that said dog means cat? Really? Or turn it around, cat means dog. I think I got a cat, but in reality they're talking about a dog. Do you understand what the problem is? Do you see these attorneys? Do you see going into court? Sir, I got a form here. I need to have explained to me all of the terms and definitions that are attached to this form. You want me to do it under the penalties of perjury as a citizen of the United States. So you need to tell me who in the hell a citizen of the United States is. What are all these terms? What is an individual? What you find out is all the like IRS agents, they don't have a damn clue. They are literally totally ignorant. They are compartmentalized in a few things. They are given boilerplate stuff to do with books and records and nonsense. They don't know. They really don't know. We found that out in John Thornton's case when he went up against Wagner up there, a guy that was a fat slob from IRS. He was talking about subtitle A, B, and C, and D, and all that. And he, well, can I see your stuff here? He had no clue what the hell John Thornton was talking about. He's an IRS guy. He's supposed to know. You think? You look at these cases, I've looked at some of the stuff that Beecraft's done and some of these other attorneys. He's not just him. They don't talk about, they don't even identify what type of tax they're talking about. They concentrate on willful. Was it willful or not? Who in the heck cares? Oh, I did a crime and it was willful or not. I didn't know the, why do we have willful in there? We don't have that in other statutes. You do a crime, you either it's written very clearly, you either did it or not didn't it, depending on the degree. But in tax, it's willful. Well, I got to convince that I didn't willfully do it. You start to see a problem? Just can't, like I say, it boggles the mind. You go and look at some of these. You look at some of these transcripts, and I say, what? James Back up here, I watched his transcript. Or once his court case. And I tell you, what do we got going on here? Time it. Okay. Did we miss a break here? Okay, well, here's the music here. Yeah, now I can hear it slow, but I can hear it. Go ahead. Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're back here. And what we're getting here is it's just amazing information to see how they try to get around it. And then we can close those holes up and even back them into further corners. But we have to see how they operate in their world. They operate by declarations and affidavits. I saw in Trump's stuff, all these people that were opposing all this refugee stuff, there was declaration after declaration after declaration. What the hell is that going to do with anything? What I also saw in Trump's stuff is nobody, including the Sessions, wanted to use the real definition of means of alien, illegal aliens, and that's because that would go to a citizen of the United States or somebody that owes allegiance. So everybody skipped around that, and they put in declarations. Why do they put in declarations and affidavits? You will see that all the time in these IRS cases. There's a declaration. There's another declaration. What the hell is that doing here? What does that prove? Because that, in their world, is a fact. And you have to go against their declarations of their facts. And they say, well, you didn't. You did this on such and such a day. Okay, so I did, but what's that have to do with the law? They're establishing, they're hanging us by declarations because they're considered evidence. Affidavits and declarations are evidence in that world. And how do they do here on Hartman's case? You know, we put in a whole thing on policy. It creates no obligation, no duty, no nothing. This module, all this stuff that I've looked up. And here's the way they try to get around it. But that's fine. I learn. I go read their stuff. Plaintiff claims are pleaded against defendant in his individual and official capacity. To state an official capacity claim must allege that the policy or custom of the government entity is responsible for the alleged constitutional violation. Constitutional violation? What the hell happened to statutory law? They're operating on policy in Minnesota on this water issue, wetlands issue. Why would I have to say allege it's against customer policy when they, Minnesota, says it is policy? and policy creates no obligations or duties. And they quote a Supreme Court case. Plaintiff does not plausibly allege that the municipal policy or custom was the moving force behind the constitutional violation. They're going to put Hartman in jail to help if he didn't cough up $15,000. That's not plausible with the transcript. Must show the alleged injury was caused by the municipal employees. Municipal employees. I thought these people were public officers. Really? Another scam. Engaging in widespread and persistent pattern of unconstitutional conduct. Oh, so we got to prove that not only are you doing it to this guy, you're totally outside the law. We got to prove a pattern of it. How many other septic system people have you screwed out of the with under the wetlands? I just can't make this stuff up. This is how this magistrates got around it, by misquoting all this nonsense. And in the, let me find the one on the citizen here. His voter registration. He said that the voter form had been altered in several respects. Are you a U.S. citizen was changed to, to a citizen of the United States. Where you'll change to domicile. County, with the county of domicile. Under a different address, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, was changed to I certify that I am a citizen of Minnesota. Several instruments of the word address being changed to domicile. That's right. Because you can only have one domicile. You can have a jillion addresses or be a resident of a whole bunch of stuff. So they get around, and what they want to use Administrative remedy. What happened to the whole issue that we put in that said that the elective franchise is only for a citizen of Minnesota? They never talk about these things. They just pick one little part over and blow it up, and they take a grain of salt and try to make a mountain. This is what these guys do. This is the game that they play. When you're dealing with, I've seen so much of it anymore, and you pick it out, you could literally in a few minutes, you can just do a few word searches, and you will find out what they're going to do. What is that administrative remedy to a statute? First of all, when the Supreme Court has said that the only authority for the elective franchise is for a citizen of one of the several states? Really? You can't make this stuff up. Like I say, it just boggles the mind. There are so many things wrong. They admit they're doing policy. They admit that they're doing citizen of the United States stuff. And if you modify the form, that's bad. Really? Why is that bad? Why do I have to, if you won't tell me what it is, why would I be required to do it? This is the old Star Chamber. Merry old England. Trilemma. We are going to coerce you to give incriminating evidence against yourself. And number two of trilemma, the second part of it is do it under the penalties of perjury. And the third part of the trilemma, Star Chamber Courts, if you don't do these things, I'm going to take your stuff. I'll find you in contempt of court. I'll take your property. That's what they're doing. They disobey the statutory law because most people can't read it. And I wonder why, because it takes time and experience to go look the definitions up. And you basically every state is different. But there's certain things that are common in all these, especially with the IRS or definitions. They have to have gross income. They take gross income. That's fine. I don't have a problem. That's just a general statement. Taxable income. That's fine. Taxable year has to be there. That's where they get in trouble. Because taxable year is limited to subtitle A. and the constitutional side that's buried within Title 26 is withholding agent. And boy, they do not want to go there, and they do not want to go that you are a taxpayer. Because if they do those things, they lose. Why would they lose? And I've got this coming up here in Idaho now. He's got a hearing Monday. Grumstead. And he filed in. We changed the form. He's got a thing, and they didn't catch it. You know, IRS forms are done with a special software that somebody has that I know. Regular Adobe DC won't change it. It's barred. It blocks it. Because they want to make it so that if you don't have that software, they want to incriminate you. Well, that's fine. We can deal with that. Why won't they do some of these things? What is the constitutional side in Title 26? Boy, they do not want to talk about that. I guarantee you, I brought it up in Rappert's case, Richard Rappert in Minnesota. This gal admitted to and prosecuting that she was a withholding agent. What is a withholding agent? The term means, in quotation marks, withholding agent means any person. Well, who's a person? That's Title 26. A1. Individual, trust, state, partnership, association, company, or corporation. Well, it's individual. That blows up another one. So you see what the first problem is. Well, I'm a taxpayer because you can't. They want you in Minnesota and they want you in Idaho now. Well, you fill out the form, but you don't have to file it. Well, I can't fill out the form unless I'm a taxpayer, right? Duh. So if I'm a taxpayer, I got to be a person. And out of that person, I'm an individual. That's the only one that would have application. Okay, so am I an individual? You see how this starts to get these guys into a corner? Because who's an individual? You think you're an individual? Gold. You can't lose the Webster's Dictionary or Funk and Wagnalls or any of these other definitions because they're talking a special language that we don't understand and we don't know how to find. I don't know how the people that have fought this before they didn't have Westlaw. There's some people that wrote the Federal Mafia and some of these other people. I can't remember his name. They did a lot of great work. Without the internet, I don't know how they did it. It'd take tons of hours. So who's an individual? If I'm a taxpayer, I got to be an individual. 5 USC 552A. Number two. A2. 5 USC 552A. A2, the term individual, quotation mark, means a citizen of the United States or a alien lawfully admitted to permanent residence. Residence. So the bottom line is, I got to be a citizen of the United States. So where's the evidence? Because I figured out a way to do this. You put in your status, and Alaska will do it, and then you are a citizen of one of the several states, wherever you are, Alaskan, Minnesotan, or whatever. And it becomes self-authenticating under Evidence Rule 901, Number 7. And so I got to be a citizen of the United States or an alien to be a taxpayer. And where's your evidence that I am a citizen of the United States or a taxpayer or an alien? Because you see, under Title 18, 911, the guy sent me this, which was good. If I claim to be a citizen of the United States and I can't prove it, I go to jail. It's a felony. This is just in the first word of taxpayer. This is why Judge Sedek up there didn't want to say, oh, you don't have to be a taxpayer. Well, how in the holy heck can I get around and even fill out a federal income tax form if I'm not a taxpayer? The law does not require doing the impossible. It's one of the maxims in law. They don't want to go there. Well, you got to be a taxpayer. But we go to any person. And then we go to subject two here. Let me pull up the definition of that. See, this is used in the 14th Amendment, too. People think that they're, oh, I'm just automatically there because I'm... No, that's not so. Subject two, definition. What does it mean? Subject two means... The term subject to means I either got to be liable, subordinate, subservient, inferior, obedient to, semicolon. So it's got to be one of those three, semicolon. So the next one is governed or affected by, semicolon, one of those two. Or I got to be provided that, semicolon, provided, semicolon, answerable. So which is it? I'm a tax. You got to be a taxpayer. Y'all the ones that say it is. So I got to be a citizen of the United States or an alien. I got to know what a citizen of the United States is, and you won't tell me. And then we got all this under subject two. This is just one sentence. Short one. Any internal revenue tax. Well, how many types of any revenue taxes are there?
Well, there's subtitle A, which is... Individual, it's an income tax, which was for persons. That's subtitle A. Subtitle B is gifts or estates. I don't know, are we talking about that? Subtitle C is employment taxes, which is social slavery, of which there can be no notice of deficiency. By the way, you can't be deficiency. Wages is excluded. Most people think they have, quote, wages. Not under the IRS, it's excluded. Subtitle ED is excise taxes, some stuff like buried taxes that's in alcohol. Subtitle E is ATF stuff, alcohol, firearms, and tobacco. You can't make this stuff up. Why doesn't Beecraft or these other attorneys bring any of this stuff up? Why? And then the killer one is the constitutional part that's in Title 26 is 7701A16, withholding agent means. Any person, so that's got to be an individual, required to. That sounds pretty like you got to do it, right? To deduct and withhold any tax. Any tax. Is there any doubt about that this is a mandatory? You've got to do it. Any person required to deduct and withhold any tax under. So where can they withhold the tax from? They give you the provisions of four subtitle A sections. 1441, which is non-resident alien. 1442, foreign corporations. 1443. Foreign organizations, and 1461 is the hold harmless clause. If somebody holds the money out, so wouldn't the question when I get into court, first of all, who made the determination that I'm a taxpayer? Do you know that under 5 USC 551A, that the government can't even keep records on you unless you're a citizen of the United States or an alien? Did you know that? That's in there. Yep. So how are you keeping records on me if I'm not a citizen of the United States or an alien? Oh, that's right. I keep signing up. Damn. Under the law of necessity, because you've overthrown my republic, so I can't get a driver's license like in Alaska, which I did as a citizen of Alaska. Which the next statute takes me to the voter registration in D.C. to be a citizen of the United States. I was wanting them to take me on. God, I said, come on. That gal never even blinked an eye. I did it right in front of her. I got a copy. She didn't touch it. When I registered to vote up here, I went in and said, hey, look, I would get it out in the open because... For other people, I would recommend not doing that, to have it in there so that you can come back and use it against them. But I did it right out. I said, look here, this is my status. I'm not this. So this is your statute here. It says citizen of the United States. Oh, that's no problem. That's not a problem. How did they know that? I don't know. Alaska, they won't touch you.
you're a citizen of the last of the book, you can sign up. Of course, they consider you still a citizen of the United States in their world. They don't prohibit it because they can't. Back in a minute.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, so how do we deal with these people? One of the things that always starts off any hearing of this stuff, they always have to have a taxable year. Is this hearing, is this court, are we here about the taxable year of 2009? Yes or no? Well, if you don't know what taxable year we're talking about, I have no idea what we're talking about. I'm sorry, I have nothing else to say. They'll probably allow that. They'll probably confirm that. Why is that important? Because all the states have to use it. State income tax and the feds. Has to have taxable year in it. Some of the states take tax year and they'll turn it into taxable year. There'll be tax year and you have to go find it, but it'll still come right back to taxable year. Why is that important? Because if you don't know what taxable year we're talking about, I have no idea. Maybe we're talking about the taxable year of 1846. I don't think I was around then. Okay, so we get them to agree to taxable year. If they don't agree to, like the record shows, show that these people here that are here trying to enforce it don't even know what taxable year we're talking about. So therefore, I am unable to proceed. As far as I'm concerned, it might be taxable year of 1789. I don't know. So why is that a good place to start? Because
taxable year means the term 7701A23. The term taxable year means, it says calendar year, that means the same thing if you go look it up, but means, and it says here, upon the basis of which the taxable income is computed under subtitle A. Really? And then you put in means. Let the record so show that means is exclusive years. They have taken the word taxable year and they've used means, so it is, and it means this, and it says, upon the basis of which the taxable income, which we don't care about that, is computed under subtitle A. So now we've eliminated subtitle B, which is gifts estate. We've eliminated subtitle C, which is wages, employment taxes. We've eliminated, it could include D, which is an excise tax or ATF. Well, we probably know it's probably not ATF. We know it's not the excise tax. We know it's not gifts estate, so it's subtitle A because it says subtitle A right here, don't it? We've already locked them into subtitle A. So if we're into subtitle A, however you want to deal with these guys, let the record so show that this definition is only for subtitle A taxes. Is that not true? If you don't disagree, you have a duty, so you put it on the record. Let the record so show. But we're here about that they are refusing to answer, or if you got a document that says it says right here, so you're talking about subtitle A. So the next question is, if I'm in subtitle A taxes, you see, there's only one subtitle that they can withhold, have a withholding agent take money out. They can't do it. Subtitle B, gifts of states, they can't do it with wages. Subtitle C, employment taxes. They can't do it. Subtitle D, excise. They can't do it in ATF. It's only authorized at one place. That is 7701A16. Who is going? The question is, I don't understand who is going to act as the withholding agent in Title 26. Somebody's got to act as a withholding agent. Who is that person going to be? They got to be me. And see what their responses are. But they say, oh, well, we don't talk. Well, if you don't want to answer, let the record so show. And then you go quote what it is. Back in a minute.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.